Good morning. Good morning. I know it's been a while. This is Coco Rib with your daily diary news. Today is Friday, May 14th. It's still in the Taurus era, but Gemini month is day. It's very much approaching. I want to touch some bases with you today about some things that's been going on, and I know it's been a while since I made a podcast, but I'm gonna get better with this because it's just been a lot of the transitioning that I've been going through. So today I want to talk about some things. I just want to touch on some topics in the world today. I want to touch on a lot of different things in the world that we live in that's supposed to love us and feel that we are worth something in life. And first thing first, the pandemic has took a toll on us in a way that is unimaginable. It is sad to say that we live in a world that we have people who believe in this virus and people who don't. And that's fine. But all I ask from our neighbors of the world, you don't have to believe in the same thing that I believe in. You don't have to even like me. Just respect my space. Respect. And I live in Ohio where I feel calm and peace here because it seems like people respect the law. They respect it to the point where, I mean, they may not agree with everything, but to keep the virus down, they respect it. Places like Atlanta, Georgia, and Florida and different places like that, I understand people. I understand that we want to get back to things, way things used to be and how we used to live our lives carefree. But in a way, it's like I'm starting the new norm for me now is I have to see. I've learned that this is the new norm for me. Wearing a mask. Don't get me wrong. Do I like wearing makeup and all that great stuff? Of course I do. But my life is more important to me. Now, I had a family member, a family-in-law who lived their life reckless. Was out going out every time and partying and different things. And I see these people document their lives on Instagram and Facebook and different things like that. And it's nothing wrong with you going out and having a nice time. But people think that this virus is a falsehood until they get the shit. And this person was in the hospital getting mistreated and all this stuff and trying to hurry up and rush her recovery. She went through so much turmoil in this hospital. They mistreated her. They did a lot of different things. And my thing of it is that sometimes the virus will slow your ass down if you're doing too much. I feel like the universe will put things into existence and slow your ass down. You know, I'm a spiritual person. I believe in God. I believe in a higher cause. I believe in, you know, universal law. I believe in treat people like you want to treat others. I believe in putting positive energy. I believe in negative. I believe in the things that are reality to me. I don't believe in something. And I was raised as a Christian. Let me get that. I'm not knocking Christianity or any other religion because whatever religion helps you and suits you, that's what helps you. I'm not knocking it. I was raised in Christianity. I was raised Bible study all the 9 years. But as I became an adult and learned different things, it's like, I feel like I know we have to go through hardship in life. And I know that we make our reality. And I know it's been times where I prayed and prayed to Jesus. I prayed and didn't get nothing. And I'm looking at people around me that's evil, that's negative, and that's living that life abundant. And I'm like, how does that work? How does that work? I'm a good person. I married a good guy. All I want is good health and just to be comfortable in life. I don't even want to be rich. I just want to be comfortable in life. That's how humble I am. But I want to talk about this craziness of how our government treats us. Now, I'm going to tap into something that people make fun of about this PPP loan thing and all the stuff that people have been doing to get money. Now, why do you think people are getting this money? You think they, don't get me, some people are doing it out of greed, and some people are doing it because they really need it. But let me show you what the government did, how they fucked up a lot of people that started their business. For instance, nobody knew that this virus was going to hit. Nobody knew what day it came in, like a thief in the night. So my husband inspires me and coaches me and tells me, babe, I think you should. You know, I had an opportunity come up saying that, oh, you can cater. And I do other things like flyers and different things that I do. I had an opportunity where I could cater food for people at his job, you know, feeding the trainees and different things like that. So in February, I signed up, like around the end of February, somewhere time, February 2020, got my LLC and all that. You know, that stuff takes time. And then in March, fully, it came through. I had everything. So when the virus hit, they came out saying, we want to help small business and different things like that. And I couldn't get nothing. I couldn't get nothing because guess what they did? Oh, if you started your business in February 2020, you can't get no loan. So because the reason why they think that, because they think the government has it set up, and this is their prediction. This is what they're telling that you did as a person. You knew the virus was coming, so you went ahead and hurried up and got your LLC, which was actual a lie. Because you're not going through life thinking something tragic is going to come and disrupt it and stop everything. You're not going through life thinking like that. You're not. That's just edible. You're not thinking like that. So I wasn't able to get a PPP loan. My husband tried and tried and tried and tried. So now this time, they made it easy for people to get PPP loans. They made it easy, but it was so much of an overwhelming of fraud. Now, they want people to dry snitch on people, which I know it's a lot of people that's dry snitching on people because, you know, you got flossers, you got people who do stuff and want to flex, and you got family members that's jealous that didn't get any money, and all this kind of stuff like that. Now, I feel like the government should just take an L on this. Completely an L on it. Because it was so many banks that were stealing money when they did the first thing, and a lot of big businesses that ate up the loans that nobody that was even eligible could even get one. So why is it that corporations can do fraudulent things, but when a regular person does something, it's like, oh, they want to throw the book at you. They want to make an example out of people who need money, who needs to live. Now, look at what's happening now. They're trying to take the benefits away from people. It's a lot of people that this virus has shooken them to their core, and it's some people that don't give a fuck. And I'm one of those people where this virus has shooken me to my core because I do have underlying, well, I don't want to say I have underlying issues, but I feel like this virus can uproot things in your body that can make you have underlying issues that you didn't have any before, because I lost a lot of weight, and the things that I dealt with, I don't deal with anymore. Thank you, universe. And I think that a lot of people, I'm not saying everybody, I'm saying I think a lot of people want to work from home now because it's convenient for them to be at home. But what I think that the problem is now is that the government is looking at like, oh, we're not going to keep giving people money just to sit at home or this. Atlanta, Georgia still have people who have not received their unemployment benefits. Still have not received them. And they're trying to make people go to work. Georgia, Brian Kemp has uplifted the ban to not wear masks. Because he's saying that businesses are suffering. That I just call that COVID City. ATL COVID City. That's not even Atlanta no more. It's COVID City. Because the government there, even though it's all blue, the governor, the flatten the curve governor, has took it upon himself to feel like, hey, I don't care if it's COVID out here. We're going to make people go back to work. We're going to make people open up. You ain't got to social distance. You ain't got to do none of that. That's your responsibility if you want to do that. You ain't got to do it. I'm not mandating that. I'm not putting a law out there where people have to wear a mask. I'm going to tell you what happened to me. One day, I went out of town with me and my husband. And this hotel, per se, promotes cleanliness. And it was clean. But you have all walks of life, people. Now, luckily, I was standing all the way in the back of the elevator. And I had my mask on. And this man, I heard him while I was coming down on the floors. I heard him coming, like, you know how the elevators are passing the floor, you hear people talking, different things like that. I heard this man coughing in the hallway. I'm just hoping and praying that this elevator passes him. Do you know this motherfucker standing right there in front of the fucking doors as they open, coughs right into the fucking elevator? Calls right into the elevator and he looks at me and be like, oh, I'm sorry. And I panic. I mean, I wanted to whoop his ass. I had my mask and things on. But now the CDC is saying that this is an airborne disease. At first, they didn't want to even put that shit out there. That is an airborne disease. So that's what I'm saying. People out here don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about you. I've seen people come out of stores, take their mask down and sneeze into the fucking air. But then you want to get upset when somebody beat the shit out of you or do something or slap the shit out of you or say something to you because they feel like you're putting their life in danger because you don't give a fuck because you're trifling and nasty. And then we have Atlanta Mayor Lakeisha Lansbottom, bless her heart. She's saying that she's giving up her seat because I'm going to tell you something. As a black woman in America, you have to learn how to straddle this fence of craziness. And if you don't know how to do that, then you fucked. Because I know Lakeisha Lansbottom, she's an Atlanta woman, she went to school there, all that stuff. And she's trying to give black people hope. But you can't give every black person hope. You can't, just like with white people, you can't give every white person hope and making them feel like they got more privilege over another person. You can't make a person of color make them feel privileged over another person. But you have to treat everybody equally. You have to set a tone to let them know, look, this is what's going on. Because this is the thing. I feel like we still see the imbalance and police brutality with black, white, whoever, but really with black people. And you still see videos out there or videos still come out that cops don't give a fuck. They feel like it's us against you. They don't care. They don't care about how smart you are or what you on an honor roll. All they see is that you a nigga and they pulling you over and they hoping to violate your rights. And if you get smart with them, either they're going to shoot you, tase you, or take your ass to jail and make you and take a piece of your life away from you. And that means that I'm talking about pieces of your life, your comfort, aggravation, you got to go to court, all those different things. That's something that nobody wants to go through. And it's sad that we have to look at police in a way where we have to be afraid of them. And these are regular people. All they have is a taser gun and a vest on. But these cops, they want us to fear them. You know how, like, it's like almost like a boss. You know how you have a boss that's an asshole and people say, oh, such and such, you know, Mr. Jenkins is coming into town. So, you know, that everybody trying to straighten up and clean up and do all this stuff because this is a food chain that we live in. A pyramid scheme, as you may say. That people want you to fear them. And I'm not one of those type of people. If you put your pants on like I do, and you shit and poop and piss and get sick and different, then you are no better than me. You're not invisible. So that's what I'm saying. When you see people go back to their workplace and shoot up everybody or do things to people because they were bullied at work or people talk to them like they ain't shit, you got to think about those things. You don't know what a person is going through outside of work. You don't know what they're dealing with. And this person may never been in trouble in their life, but that one day this person bullied this person at work or kept fucking with this person at work, maybe the one day this person may motherfucking snap. So always treat people the way you want to be treated. Like, it was a woman who was on a freeway. I don't know if y'all seen this movie. It's called Unhinged. I think his name is Russell Crowe. He was in it. And this movie, I want y'all to see it because, I mean, it's fictional, because you ain't going to be going through the city terrorizing one person and the cops ain't going to catch your ass. But it's about this movie about this man who caught his wife cheating. She wanted a divorce and all this stuff. And he was going through. He blew up the house with her and her lover. And he killed them first and then blew up the house. And he was just on some fucked up shit. So this woman, her son was in traffic, and you know how people be in traffic and they're waiting and the light turns red and you're trying to get somewhere and this person just sitting, you know, you're being patient, you're trying to wait because you don't want to blow the horn because they may, you know, not know. So you give them a couple of more seconds and they still sitting there and the light's turning yellow and you still sitting, you know, okay. And you blow the, you give them a nice tap. I've had a situation where I give a nice little tap and that person will blow back at you like, you like you did something to them, and they in the wrong. We live in a world where people do fucked up shit all the time and make you the bad guy when you check them or say something or blow your horn at them. So now you gotta, you, this, more of the story is this man got upset because this woman blew the horn at him aggressively and he was having a bad day and she didn't know that. She looking at him, I don't know, you ain't owe you shit. And that got him upset. And he terrorized this woman. He followed her all through the city. He did. He terrorized her bad. Family did a lot of shit. So what I'm trying to say is, you never know what a person's going through. What I'm saying, do I think it's right for a person to kill somebody because they're having a bad day? No, I do not. But we have to be vigilant and courteous and understanding as human beings on this earth that everybody's mind is not wrapped tight, you know. So what I'm saying is that we're living in a day that people are selfless, more selfish than ever, down to family, friends, whoever. Government say they care about us, but I don't think they care about us. My husband still hasn't gotten his unemployment or his stimulus check yet. But they care about us. They want to get Americans back working again. And another thing that's really disturbing to me is that this credit score shit, I hope Joe Biden does bring it to one credit score, because people are so fucking retarded today. They think credit scores are what makes people pay rent. And, you know, and not realizing to today's society, like, I'm going to tell you something. Me and my husband tried to get an apartment and got denied. My husband had the income, but we got denied because of his credit score. And these admin fees, $150, $100 application fee, it's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. And then you don't get approved. Then I can understand you getting the admin fee back, but they don't even want to give you that back. They just say fuck. And then you got to be careful with these places out here. They post up these apartments and they get all this money. They keep on getting all this money for these places. And then guess what they do? Then they take it down for the right candidate. See, I feel like if you're trying to rent somewhere, I feel like the only thing that they need to be worrying about if you had any evictions. Don't worry about your credit score. Your credit score do not pay your bills. You pay your bills. You have to go out and work. You have to deal with the world of the daily attitudes of people in the world. Credit does not pay your rent. Credit only shows you that you're a noble citizen that pays their bills on time. So I feel like when I feel like America is getting to this point where it's not even about money, it's about credit. And I feel like credit is a fictional number to dictate your life in life. Okay, so if that's the case, then why does, if you're worried about how much I make, okay, point example. It was this young lady. I'm finna tell a story. You know I gotta tell a story. It was a young lady who had good credit score. And this man said she had a good credit score. And she didn't meet the credentials as far as how much she made. She was probably like maybe $500 below of what he was looking for. But being that she had good credit and she paid her bills, she was like, I'm gonna give her a chance or whatever. Guess what? Guess what she did to his apartment? She fucked it up. Nasty. He said that he was trying to call her and this and that. So it don't, the credit don't make a person a good tenant. That don't make a person a good tenant. You can get a hell-raising tenant with good credit and fuck your shit up. See, this is the thing. People think credit. See, people judge you on your credit score. They don't judge you on you. They judge you on your credit score to dictate what kind of person you are. Ain't that fucked up? I just think that credit should not stop somebody from getting a place. And they overpricing places now. They overpricing people. Like, you should not be paying mortgage prices for apartments in town. Like, just apartments or anything that you're renting. You should never have to pay mortgage prices for stuff like that. I feel like that's ridiculous. I don't give a fuck what part of the continent you're in. That's ridiculous. Because in Georgia, they don't pay you as you worth, but they steady going up with the pay. They steady going up with the rent pay and all this other shit and making it harder and harder. They got to the point, the 600 is the new 500. They want you, but you got people with fucked up apartments, they ain't did no renovations or nothing, telling you, oh, you must have a 600 credit score to live in a bad neighborhood and all this. It's getting crazy. But I don't want to ramble, but I just wanted to put out this podcast that I'm going to try to get better with and try to, you know, give you more, you know, feed and more meat. So I just want to say thank you for you guys. Thank you for just listening to me. I just want to say thank you for Anchor for making this platform for anybody that wants to do podcasting. So I'm signing off. This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. I hope that I was helpful or eased your day today by giving you some insight, venting insight for me. But thank you, and I'm signing out. Peace.